This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. This is our annual program devoted to the sound of Scarlatti. You just heard Domenico Scarlatti's Sonata in A Major with the Kirkpatrick Catalog Number 113. The pianist was the late Anthony di Bonaventura. He made several wonderful Scarlatti recordings. He played his music beautifully. You know, when it's the holiday season, we always hear plenty of Handel. There are always performances of the Messiah popping up every 5 seconds. And One of our rival stations does this Christmas week marathon that's completely given over to the music of Johann Sebastian Bach 24/7. But what about the other great Baroque composer born in 1685, Domenico Scarlatti? I never saw him get equal time over the holidays compared to Bach and Handel. And besides, don't the 555 plus Scarlatti sonatas add up to some of the most delightful repertoire that keyboard artists can get their fingers around? So that's why we do this Scarlatti program every year. Here is a more lyrical and a relatively popular sonata in C minor. In this performance I'm going to share with you now, the great Spanish pianist Alicia de la Rocha brings her full body tone and a really tasteful, pianistically oriented outlook that may not sound Baroque per se, yet it's heartfelt, communicative, and beautiful, playing with a lot of breadth and feeling. Alicia de la Rocha, let's listen. The Scarlatti Sonata in C minor, Kirkpatrick No. 11, played by Alicia de la Rocha, When I refer to the Kirkpatrick numbers of Scarlatti sonatas, I'm speaking about the ordering of these sonatas according to the catalog assembled by the harpsichordist and scholar Ralph Kirkpatrick, who was the one who wrote the first scholarly biography of Scarlatti. It came out in the early 50s. And of course, Ralph Kirkpatrick played Scarlatti very, very well, as we will hear now in the F sharp major sonata, Kirkpatrick number 318. Music by Domenico Scarlatti, the sonata in F sharp minor, Kirkpatrick number 218, with the Kirkpatrick catalog inventor himself at the harpsichord, Ralph Kirkpatrick. I've got a Scarlatti sonata for you now that is not one of his best known, but I find it quite beautiful all the same. It's in the key of C sharp minor, and it is performed here by Fu Zhang.
Thank you.
pianist Fu Song, a really fine artist that we don't hear about so often these days. He is a superb Chopin player, and as you heard, he's a very cultivated Scarlatti interpreter, certainly in this performance that we just heard of the C sharp minor sonata, Kirkpatrick number 246. On my past Scarlatti shows, I have played piano and harpsichord recordings of the same sonata back to back. But this time, I'm going to compare two recordings of the same sonata by the same pianist. In the late 1990s, Carlo Grante initiated a project to record the complete Scarlatti sonatas on the piano, which no single pianist had done before. However, this project never made it past several volumes. But then 10 years later, Carlo Grante started again from scratch, changing his approach quite a lot and giving more of a scholarly twist to the recordings this time around. I'm happy to say that he has stuck with this project now, and it's well within sight of completion. I thought I would compare both of Carlo Grante's recordings of the G major sonata with the Kirkpatrick number 2. First, we will hear Carlo Grante in the late 1990s. Here we go. Carlo Grante playing Scarlatti's G major sonata, Kirkpatrick number 2. That's a recording from the late 1990s. Now here is Carlo Grante's second recording of the same piece more than 10 years later. Thank you. interesting, or as Artie Johnson said on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, very interesting. The second performance of Carlo Grande playing Scarlatti's G major sonata is much slower and more thought out in terms of detail than the first performance from the late 1990s, although the earlier performance, I like the crispness and the lightness and maybe a little more fire, but they're both equally valid, and I'm happy that we could share both of them. The B minor sonata, Kirkpatrick number 87, is one of Scarlatti's most wistful and melancholy and most popular sonatas. I especially like the lyrical flow and the rich contrapuntal detail and this kind of sense of gravitas that Angela Hewitt brings to this performance. Let's listen to it now.
Thank you.
the B minor sonata of Scarlatti, Kirkpatrick number 87, with pianist Angela Hewitt. Very expressively ripe performance, yet it never crosses that line into self-indulgence. It's a remarkable combination of, I think, both deep feeling and reserve that really appeals to me. Let's get back to the harpsichord now. Many harpsichordists like to fuss over the G major sonata, Kirkpatrick 259, stretching out the phrases and being a little mannered when it comes to embellishments, as if they're reading too much into the music. But on the other hand, the harpsichordist Blandine Verlet plays this music simply, with a little twinkle in her eye, and she doesn't observe each and every repeat, as is the fashion. I think this recording is harpsichord elegance personified. Blandine Verlet. The Sonata in G Major by Scarlatti, Kirkpatrick number 259, with harpsichordist Blandine Verlet, that was recorded in 1975 and reissued by Philips on CD. It's currently available as an on-demand reprint from archivemusic.com. I should remind you that my name is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to The Sound of Scarlatti here on Between the Keys. I can't quite remember which New York Times critic wrote that Vladimir Horowitz playing Scarlatti is both the delight and the despair of all concert pianists, or words to that effect. The delight is in Horowitz's extraordinary control and absolutely centered rhythm. And the despair, of course, is that so few pianists have been able to match Horowitz and Scarlatti, equaling it in different ways, but not necessarily surpassing it. Here is a recording from the early 1930s, the young Horowitz performing Scarlatti's G major sonata. And I want you to listen for the absolute precision and poise of the repeated notes. Listen to the many degrees of dynamic shading and his split-second sense of timing. Vladimir Horowitz playing Scarlatti. G Major Sonata by Scarlatti, Kirkpatrick number 125, with the young Vladimir Horowitz. This was recorded in the 1930s, and even back then, Horowitz was setting new standards in piano playing that resonate to this day, even. I think it's time to do a little more comparative listening, don't you think? With two different pianists playing the same Scarlatti sonata back-to-back. I've always loved how Aldo Ciccolini played Scarlatti. He was a pianist who was best known for playing Erik Satie, but he had a huge repertoire, both in concert and on disc. I have here Ciccolini's 1954 performance of the D major sonata, Kirkpatrick number 492. It's a very popular sonata, and this is a really dashing, scampering kind of triple meter, and Ciccolini is almost like an unbridled puppy in the way he launches into the fast scales. You'll hear he rushes them just a little bit, but the effect can't help but put a smile on your face. I can't listen to this performance without smiling. Major Sonata, Kirkpatrick number 492 by Scarlatti, recorded 1954 with Aldo Ciccolini at the piano. Here is another recording with a much younger pianist, Yevgeny Sudbin. It's a more overtly virtuosic rendition, and let's see what differences you may notice. That was Yevgeny Sudbin playing Scarlatti's D major sonata, the same piece we heard right before with Aldo Ciccolini. It's very interesting. Sudbin adds a lot of things to the textures. He takes certain lines up and down the octave. He fills out chords. Very, very polished playing, and I think he may be a little bit out to impress you, which is perfectly fine. I think Ciccolini is not trying to startle you. Maybe it's less contrived. Both performances, I think, are wonderful in their own ways. Let's turn to Scarlatti as Arranged and Reimagined by Enrique Granados. Granados made concert arrangements of Scarlatti sonatas where he basically takes Scarlatti's original text and he dresses it up pretty much in the style of 19th century piano music. This is kind of a toccata that's based on the D minor sonata, Kirkpatrick number 553. The pianist is Sandro Russo. Pianist Sandro Russo performing Scarlatti's Sonata in D minor, Kirkpatrick number 553, in a concert paraphrase and arrangement by Enrique Granados. We are going to hear an instrument that's not a harpsichord and it's not quite a piano, but something in between. This is a recording from 1926 with a romantic piano legend, Ignaz Friedman, playing Carl Tausig's arrangement of Scarlatti's so-called Pastoral Sonata.
Thank you.
Scarlatti's Pastoral Sonata, arranged by Carl Tausig. Ignaz Friedman playing a hybrid piano harpsichord. I don't quite know what the instrument is. Why don't we hear this sonata in its original text, although very idiosyncratically performed by Glenn Gould with no repeats? Scarlatti's Sonata in D Minor, Kirkpatrick No. 9, known as the Pastorale. Glenn Gould was at the piano, as individual as only he could be. Here is a real virtuosic tour de force of a performance that I think Scarlatti himself would have absolutely loved. It's the A Major Sonata, Kirkpatrick No. 24, and it brings our program to a whirlwind of a close with the pianist Mikhail Pletnev. Thank you. Mikhail Pletnev with the A major sonata by Scarlatti, Kirkpatrick number 24. Let's work toward making a better, safer, and kinder world this new year, 2018. And I will keep trying to build musical bridges and tear down any walls on Between the Keys. This is a program that is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. This is Jed Disler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network. A happy new year to you, and thank you so much for listening. Stay well.